Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm so glad you're here. I don't know what to do. I'm glad Marvin Brown's here, too. Marvin is a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. He's an expert in business communication, and he's here to talk to us about how to make a good first impression. Marvin Brown, welcome back to the show.
Oh yeah, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Good to have you back. Okay, so you want to set this up. I'm going to give you a minute or so to set up how you want to do this. So you're on.
Jim, everybody wants to make a great first impression, and a lot of people are so nervous about that. The thing to keep in mind is that this is a universal condition. That, you know, if you meet a person, no matter how friendly they seem to be, extroverted, smiling, and relaxed, in their mind, they want to make a great first impression. And so when you meet people for the first time, if you use all of the verbal and nonverbal communication skills that you have to allow the other person to know that they have made a great first impression, they are going to like you so much, and you will then be making a great first impression.
So you're saying the way to make a great first impression is to make them feel like they've made a good first impression on you.
You couldn't have said it better.
Yeah, and so how do we do that?
And by the way, keep in mind, the expression that you keep in mind is people like people who like them.
and they like it when you act interested in them.
That's it. So it takes a lot of burden off of a person's shoulders to know that all they have to worry about is allowing the other person to know they made a good time instead of trying to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And Jim, to answer your question, it's very simple. Have a few things in mind. When you meet someone for the first time, think of having a heart-to-heart conversation. Not that you're going to be blubbering out a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Let your heart face their heart, square off, shoulder to shoulder.
I like that.
Live in the moment.
But if you're going to do that, you got to listen to them enough to see kind of what's on their mind, where their pain is, and empathize with them, don't you?
There's no question. There's a lot of it is in the eye contact and the tone of your voice. But when you meet someone for the first time and you're standing heart to heart, shoulder to shoulder, don't look at your cell phone. Don't look around the room.
Right.
Live in the moment. And it's not staring at a person's face. It's casual glazing at their eyes.
Right.
And then when they're speaking, let them know that they're communicating correctly. Kind of nod your head up and down, which means, yes, I understand. Keep talking. Use those verbal body language signals.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, really? Smile when they say something. And you're going to be communicating that they've connected with you, and boy, are they going to like you.
Well, and if you're listening to them, and hopefully, you know, they're going to say something that you would cause you to be able to say, you know what, I hadn't thought about it like that, or that's a great way to say that, or that sounds like a very interesting way to make a living. Tell me more.
Those are the best tips that our audience can hear. Yes. Absolutely. And because it shows that you're interested in the person and you're asking them for their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, always keep in mind, our audience, that when you meet someone for the first time, it's referred to as small talk,
mm-hmm.
which means getting to know you talk. And what Jim just said is perfect, getting to know you talk. Tell me more about what you said. What do you do for a living? You know, and you're so right, Jim. It couldn't be better.
Let me tell you the opposite of that. So I'm having breakfast with this guy years ago, and we sit down, and we barely have a cup of coffee poured. He said, and he says, this is exact words. He says, let me tell you about my background. So I sat there dutifully and let him tell me about my background. He droned on and on. It was boring. It was mind-numbing. He got through, and we talked. We visited for probably about another 30 minutes over breakfast. And at the end of the breakfast, he said, did I tell you about my background? I promise you, that's exactly what he did. That's the opposite of what you're saying.
Yeah.
He made an impression on me, but it wasn't a good one.
Right, because he tried to dominate, control the situation.
It was all about him.
And what our audience should know is that a conversation is a two-way street. The traffic runs both ways. Mm-hmm. Sometimes somebody will talk 60% of the time, but it shouldn't be 70% of the time. And then you're forced, in this case, to even listen 20% of the time. But in other words, don't worry, because there are some people who come in and they're odd, shy, and you may talk a little bit more than they do, but don't dominate the conversation, as Jim creatively told you.
Well, one thing, Marvin, that I've tried to keep in mind is in any kind of a meeting, especially if it's a strategic meeting where you want to meet them or they want to meet you, there's an alpha and there's a beta. The alpha is the one who the other person wants to meet. The beta is the one who wants to meet the other person.
Right.
And so the beta, so if I want to meet you, Marvin, if I want to get to know you because I want to do business with you, in my opinion, in the first meeting, I'm going to try to do less. I'm going to try to let you take more of the, more of the conversation. And in terms of what I'm going to tell you about me, I'm going to try not to give you too much in that first meeting. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. You don't want to feel, if you're trying to meet someone and you are the beta, you don't want to dominate over that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to come through casually and slowly and let them lead the way. Because again, if they do feel that it was pleasant, but they led the way, they will like you.
And if you're trying to, if you're trying to sell them something, if it looks like they're giving you some time, that's the time to say, could we exchange cards? And if they'll give you their business card, you've made a sale right there.
Oh,
take it and go.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, when you get a business card, a lot of people...
Hold on, Marvin, I got to take a quick break. I want you to tell us about the business card protocol after these messages. How to meet and talk to anyone, anywhere, anytime by Marvin Brown. Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be right back with me after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.